the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. Allahumma inni ataqarrabu ilayka bidhikrik wa astashfi'u bika ila nafsik wa as'aluka bijudika an tudniyani min qurbik وأن توزعني شكرك وأن تلهمني ذكرك اللهم إني أسألك سؤال خاضع متذلل خاشع أن تسامحني وترحمني وتجعلني بقسمك راضيا قانعا.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, in the next part of this divine supplication, says, اللهم إني أسألك سؤال خاضع متذلل خاشع. O Allah, verily, I ask you with the asking of a submissive, abased and lowly man, أن تسامحني وترحمني وتجعلني بقسمك راضيا قانعا وفي جميع الأحوال متواضعا. I ask you with the asking of this kind of servant to show me forbearance, to have mercy on me, and to make me satisfied and content with your apportionment and humble in every state. In this part, we have four requests made from the Almighty by Imam Ali alayhi salam in this part of the divine supplication. Before we move on, let me just clarify once again that if a supplication is done in the darkness of night, with humble heart, with submissive appearance and tearful eyes, it is undoubtedly more probable to be accepted. The Almighty revealed to Prophet Moses عليه السلام, يَبْنَ عِمْرَانَ هَبْلِي مِنْ قَلْبِكَ الْخُشُوعَ وَمِنْ بَدَنِكَ الْخُضُوعَ وَمِنْ عَيْنَيْكَ الدُّمُوعَ فِي ظُلَمِ اللَّيْلِ وَادْعُنِي فَإِنَّكَ تَجِدُنِي قَرِيبًا مُجِيبًا. O son of Imran, bring to my presence submission of your heart, humbleness of your body, tears of your eyes in the darkness of night, and then call me. You would then find me near and compliant. In this section of Kumail's supplication, the supplicant humbly asks Almighty Allah for requests, and he should hope that his humbleness and his submission would bring his supplication to compliance. These four requests are Allah's forbearance towards him, and to samihani, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, his mercy for him, wa tarhamani, satisfaction with Almighty Allah's apportionment, wa taj'alani biqismika radiyan qani'a, and at last humbleness in all states of his life. Wa fi jami'i al-ahwali mutawadhi'a. The supplicant should bear in mind that based on the principle of one of the verses of the Holy Quran, in أحسنتم أحسنتم لأنفسكم, if you do good, you will do good for your own souls. Anyone who does good has done it to himself for one simple reason.
Oh Allah, I seek to draw myself nearer to you through your invocation. and I pray to you to intercede on my behalf, and I beg you by your benevolence to draw me nearer to you and grant thankfulness towards you and inspire me to remember and to invoke you. O Allah, I ask you, begging submissively, humbly and awe-strickenly, to treat me with clemency and mercy, and to make me pleased and content with what you have granted me, and cause me to be modest and unassuming in all circumstances. O Allah, I beg as one whose neediness is extreme and who supplicates his needs to you and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. O Allah, great is your kingdom and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. O Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues.
Gaining Almighty Allah's forbearance is not possible but through lenity to His servants, and gaining His mercy is only possible through compassion to all the Muslim believers and anyone who deserves it. One who is not lenient and merciful to others would not be subject to Almighty Allah's forbearance and mercy. Let us refer to one general fact regarding a supplication that we have talked about in previous versions of the program. If we want the Almighty Allah to have mercy on us, we must be merciful to the others. If we want Almighty Allah to forgive our sins, we must also try to have a sense of forgiveness in this world towards the others. So is the same with all our requests from the Almighty Allah. We have to try to be like Him through seeing His examples, through seeing the infallibles and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how they behaved towards the others, how they behaved towards the people of their community and society. It is only then that we can be truly hopeful that the Almighty Allah will grant us our requests. And this is the true meaning of humbleness and submission, which bring our supplications to compliance of the Almighty Allah, inshallah. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. I need you by my side.